This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Thank you for joining us for what is our hour number two, because we do 3 hours of this every day, 365 days a year.
Thanksgiving, Christmas. We're live on the air.
It's fun, and we like doing it. We like taking your calls, and I've got open phones. That means you can change the subject. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. Bring up a new subject if it's of interest to you. The We In Studio is myself, Chris.
Riley.
And nobody.
And Riley brought in, and see, the guy just shows up for, you know, he's here from Utah. He works with the show all the time, and he brought in stories, and yes, that's what we like. But I thought this one was kind of interesting. It's comes to us from Ars Technica. Domino's is taking its case for a non-accessible design, and specifically they're talking about their web design, to the Supreme Court. And Riley, can you summarize what's going on? I know a little bit about this story.
So I know a little bit about this story, too. And basically the problem is Domino's has an inaccessible website for screen reading technology. For those who aren't aware, blind people cannot obviously see the screen, and they don't rely on sighted people to help them all the time. And so they have software that they can either install on their computer or built into their computer if it's a Mac, that will actually read the screen to you. And Domino's does not have an accessible website. In fact, I saw one person tweeting about how they had to call a number for Domino's if they wanted to order from the website, which to me, I want to see more accessibility in the world because I'm blind. I want to be able to access everything a sighted person can access, but it gets problematic when it's not accessible.
Yeah, it does. The shift towards using an app on your phone to place an order instead of using your phone to call a place has made life easier for millions of people. Unfortunately, that shift has the opposite effect on blind and visually impaired consumers, for whom thousands of websites and mobile apps are unusable. Domino's Pizza maintains
site. That doesn't make anything less accessible to them than it was before there was a website and a phone, because if you call Domino's number, they'll pick up the phone.
Right.
But here's the thing, though, nobody. I still want to be able to use the app no matter what.
Well, I agree with you, and it would be great if everybody had that, but you know, not every mom and pop pizza shop has the money, and it can significantly increase the cost of a website to make it accessible. And not every mom and pop website should have to do that. And having used Domino's interface and being a programmer, it's a really beautiful interface for ordering a pizza, which if you haven't done it online, it's very difficult. And as a programmer, I can say it would be extraordinarily difficult to make that site accessible to a screen reading technology.
Now, yeah, but Rich, come on. I'm sorry, nobody. Hey, we're talking Domino's. We're not talking about, you know, Joe's Pizza Place the corner. Shouldn't they be required to spend the money, you know, to its compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, which is like
no,
years
it,
old.
It still should not be required. I think it's good if they produce an interface that's usable by everybody, you know, but should it be required? No,
this is where I would agree with nobody, because I don't think it should be required. It would be great. It would be great if I could access everything else that you can in the world, but this is where it gets tricky for me, because I would definitely want to access everything I can access, but I do not want to force it on somebody at gunpoint, and that's what governments do. They force things to happen at gunpoint, and and when people have this force on them at gunpoint, they may be too afraid to try anything because they may do it wrong and they're going to get their butts sued.
Absolutely. Yeah, the democracy is peer pressure with a gun to your head.
That's basically it. Domino's Pizza maintains one such site, meaning a sort of a legacy site, the site that doesn't have, it's not easily accessible to screen reading software, but it's asking the Supreme Court to let the site stay that way. Domino's made a legal filing called a writ of certiorari. Thank you, Rich. And to the United States Supreme Court last week, basically an argument.
Actually, they made an application for a writ of certiorari, and the Supreme Court grants certiorari if they agree to hear the case.
Correct. So they have made the argument that they should be heard, and basically an argument for why the nation's highest court should take the case. In the petition, there's a link to the PDF in this Ars Technica story. Domino's asked the court to determine whether the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, requires a retailer's website or app to, quote, satisfy discrete accessibility requirements with respect to individuals with disabilities, unquote. Websites and mobile apps do not become public accommodations simply by virtue of providing access to goods and services of a brick-and-mortar enterprise, unquote, the pizza chain argues. The ADA, quote, does not demand full accessibility for each and every means of accessing the goods and services a public accommodation provides to the public, unquote. As courts have split on the digital accessibility issue several times in the past two decades, Domino's said the time is ripe for Supreme Court intervention. What do you guys think? Is the time ripe for the government to, keep in mind the Supreme Court is part of the federal government. When they do things, they have the effect of law. Even though they are just interpreting law, but they can basically legislate.
This is where I'm really divided as a libertarian. It's because I like accessibility, as I mentioned earlier, but forcing companies to make something accessible for me just doesn't sound like a good idea. I think there's got to be some reasonable ways to handle this rather than forcing a company to make something usable for a blind person.
Yeah, and part of the problem is that, as I understand it, I mean, it would be relatively simple to make a facsimile of Domino's website that was much easier to navigate for a blind person than actually literally, transposing Domino's website
everything, right,
into it, I think. So as a programmer, to me, it's like, no, don't try and add all those hooks to that weird, elaborate piece of software that you wrote. Create something that's designed for use by the visually impaired.
Yeah.
That is also an idea that could work. But, you know, blind people will say, well, we don't want something that's separate. We want to have the same experience that everyone else has.
By default, blind people have trouble seeing where the average person does not have trouble seeing. You're going to have a different experience.
Right.
That's just how it works. But this is a case where, and this all started with a lawsuit from a blind person in California who tried at least twice to order a pizza from Domino's using its website and app, but the customer was unable to complete the transaction. So, you know, if you're going to live by the government rules, one of the government rules is the ADA, and that says you have to provide your services. I agree. Providing something that is functional doesn't need to include everything about a pizza.
Right.
I've seen the choices on Domino's. There's a lot of choices, but you can navigate those on a very plain website.
Mm-hmm. And it would be, you know, it would be nice if more companies did maintain, like, plain text versions of their site for people who are on mobile, for people who are on, who are visually impaired, for machines to read and understand, maybe, but I wouldn't require any of those things.
There's a lot of benefits to it, to the company, which basically means you get to sell more pizzas if you make some small investments. $855-450-free. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogicides.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogicide shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogicides. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, free as in Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Riley.
And nobody.
So it's interesting. Riley Blake joins us. He's a friend of the show. He does our daily digest for us. He's out here in New Hampshire for a vacation. The rest of us are working. He comes here for a vacation.
I'm actually working at the same time, but, you know.
I know. And he came in to volunteer to spend the evening with us.
Exactly.
And that's all pretty cool.
I love Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is one of my favorite shows.
Well, you're our favorite producer of Daily Digest.
Okay.
I've got to say that.
Yeah, I've
never met anyone else who produces a Daily Digest that I like more than Riley Blake.
Good.
And he also produces a top-notch podcast, Anarcho Agenda.
Yep.
And you can, where can people find that?
They can find it at anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. That's A-N-A-R-C-H-O, agenda.libsyn.com.
And we've been talking about this story from Ars Technica about people who are blind. There is at least a gentleman, I believe it's a gentleman in California, who wants to order a pizza using the fancy Domino's app, you know, where it shows, you know, your oven, your pizza is being prepared by Bob, and now it's being baked by Joe, and Amanda is going to deliver it in 15 minutes. It's pretty cool. Has some really cool features. The question is does this fall under the ADA? Do companies have to provide every feature to everyone equally and to compensate for people that can't use the regular app? And that's, I think, an important question. What I do question is whether this is any business of the government's or not. I think it should be up to Domino's whether they want a larger market share.
Exactly, and I think it's got to stay with the business.
They're the ones that are going to have to pay the price. Now, that's not even true, because if Domino's is forced to implement all these changes, Domino's Pizza is going to go up. It may not be a lot. They may even eat the cost, but at some point they're going to recoup their money. They're a business, and they're not in the business of spending millions of dollars in development to satisfy the needs of a few. Now, Riley, here's a good question.
Is there a phone app, Riley, that you could use to order a pizza? Is that, what would the interface to that, how would that work?
See, I've never used the phone app to order pizza, so I couldn't tell you for sure.
Do you normally just call the phone number or call the place? And
if I'm going to order a pizza, I'm going to call the business, because I'd rather talk to a person than order it on a website or an app. That's just me.
Yeah. Mm. And a lot of people use the app for no reason other than it's cool.
Right.
And you can watch the progress of your pizza being made. Now, if you call on the phone, as nobody pointed out, you're going to get a live human being who's going to take your order and get your pizza prepared and delivered. It's no difference. Functionally, in the end, you are stuffing your face with pizza.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to go to, where are we going? Going to the phones, where we've got Nick. He's watching us on Twitch. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So, I wonder if you could talk about the 3D printer and 3D printing guns.
Okay. So I couldn't understand you there. You're calling about Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump talking about seizing guns. Is that correct?
No, 3D printing guns.
Oh, 3D printing guns. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a fan of it. I don't think people, right now it's legal to produce your own firearm. You can make your own gun. I think I've seen them. I haven't shot one yet. But there's nothing wrong with doing something that's legal and that's protected by the Second Amendment. What do you think?
Yeah. I agree.
I think a lot of people out there don't really understand the technology of 3D printing and the limitations there are on 3D printed guns. So it's not like you can just, you know, load a plan into my 3D printer and I'm going to come out with something from Halo and be able to do all sorts of amazing things. 3D guns are mostly made out of plastic. Now, most companies include in their plans, Defense Distributed does, a spot that you have to put something metal or the gun won't fire. That's intended to satisfy government regulations. It's a piece of metal there, so it will go off should it go through a metal detector. And without that piece of metal at that point, the gun will not work. That's how a lot of them are designed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, and it's not that people couldn't come up with ways around that, but, you know, that was some people saying, okay, the government's going to come down on us 10 times as hard if you're allowed to easily get this thing onto an airplane, for example.
So you better have guns you can easily get onto an airplane.
Exactly.
If the government's going to go to war with you. Maybe not easily onto an airplane, but maybe into a congressional hearing. I mean, that's where you go if you want to overthrow the government.
I don't know if violence is the best thing to do to overthrow a government, though, nobody.
I mean, the bottom line is if and when whatever it is we're doing to overthrow the current order, when it becomes a threat to them, I believe they will be very happy to fire the first shots against us.
Well, they wouldn't. They wouldn't hesitate at all. So, Nick, what do you think? Should 3D printed guns be detectable if you get onto an airplane? Should that be a requirement too?
Well, yeah, because what if a terrorist made a 3D printed gun and then he snuck it onto an airplane?
That's a good point. And
what if when he got on that airplane, it turned out everybody had one?
What do you have to say to that? What do you think of that idea? That they get on the airplane, the mean, nasty terrorist whips out his gun and starts jammering in his native tongue, and 20 other passengers stand up and point their guns at him.
Turns out the Swiss rifle team happens to be flying with their weapons.
I guess my concern is that if we have this law that says, okay, terrorists are not allowed to bring a 3D printed gun on an airplane, terrorists don't care what the law is. They'll do it whether we want them to or not. But the people that will obey the law would be those are the ones that won't have guns and won't be armed to stop them. Nick, thanks for the call.
The people who obeyed the law were the ones who didn't have box cutters on 9/11.
That's true.
Exactly. 855-453. We're talking 3D printed guns. Should there be any restriction on creating your own means to save your own life? This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two women were stabbed while waiting for a bus in Pittsburgh. Police Chief Scott Schubert.
Struck the woman, stabbing her, and then turned around and stabbed another person. The officer took immediate action.
The officer was able to apprehend the suspect. The first woman died at the hospital. The other is expected to recover. The attack came just hours after a man with two machetes went on a deadly stabbing spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana, California. He first stabbed and killed two men in an apartment building. The suspect stabbed a woman in an insurance office, and she survived. He then went to a gas station and stabbed a man there and nearly sliced off his nose. He then killed someone at a Subway shop, and then he stabbed and killed a security guard outside of the 7-Eleven. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. You can also hook up with us on the show with Discord. Discord is a seriously cool app. You can load it on your phone. You can load it on your tablet. You can load it on your laptop. It doesn't matter. And it's available on almost every possible platform you can imagine. Mac, iOS, Android, Windows, Linux. Use your high-speed internet connection with your high-quality microphone, and you will sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Yes, in studios, myself, Chris.
Riley.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about this case that Domino's is, I guess, going to the Supreme Court and asking for them to listen to this case about a, and I'm going to get into the why, a blind consumer in California tried at least twice to order a pizza from Domino's using its website and app, but the customer was unable to complete the transaction because Domino's services were not designed to be accessible to the blind. In 2016, he filed suit against the pizza delivery chain, alleging a violation of the ADA, or Americans with Disabilities Act. And the ADA is a piece of legislation. I think the article said it was written about 30 years ago. But it does things like says, you know, buildings, if they are a public government building, they have to have a handicap ramp, for example.
Or signs have to be in Braille. Now, this is presenting a problem because I've run into ATM machines that have a keypad in Braille. Fine, have a keypad in Braille, but it's still inaccessible to me because I can't read the screen.
Right. And what does that do? And for those of you just joining us, we're joined by Riley Blake. He does Free Talk Live's Daily Digest, and he is visually impaired.
Or blind, as I like to be called, you know, whatever.
I prefer visually impaired, so you need to accept the words that I use, Riley. It's not about you. No, it is about you, and people should be treated with respect, and that's it. Do we need the force of government to make things equal? And Riley, unsurprising, because I know Riley, has taken the position that, you know, businesses should not be held at the point of a gun to tell them to redesign their website. I think, personally, Domino's is missing out on some pizza orders by making a website and an app. And this is just a, and nobody brought this up too, it's a gorgeous app, but it's very hard to use with other, with devices that aren't just, you know, a high-end Android phone or a high-end iOS device. A lot of people have older computers, you know, that's still a thing. What do they do? What if my computer doesn't support Flash or whatever they're doing with their animations?
Then it presents a problem for you to access it, for sure.
Yeah, see, and one of the problems of requiring everybody to produce, for example, a website that is amenable to blind people is it takes away the incentive for that one company to, like, really go the extra mile and do it right and have the entire blind population of the United States say, hey, I'm doing business with these guys because they do such a good job at accommodating us.
And I think you make a great point is we want to have companies incentivized to provide something for us instead of forcing them to do it at gunpoint. I think it'd be great to see that happen, and there are companies that do that.
It seems like there should be some sort of an open source solution where you could, you know, basically a browser designed for the blind that would would allow people to put out maybe a simplified version of their website that could then be broadcast more, or that could be then presented in the way most amenable to people. I wonder if there's a way to do that and to share the code across
that's
multiple companies.
It's an interesting idea, but at the same time, you're going to have the comments from disabled people, blind people. Oh, we get a separate but equal website. That's like having a separate but equal drinking fountain under segregation with the blacks.
Yeah, I understand that. Do you think, this is just asking about the blind community that you know, you can't represent every blind person, but do you find that a lot of blind people are, you know, sort of that mindset? You know, I don't want separate but equal. This isn't Jim Crow. Blind people.
I actually do know a lot of blind people who are like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, so are they likely to be not thrilled with any possible solution Domino's comes up with?
Some people would not be. I personally would be thrilled with any solution they can come up with that's workable. I just want to be able to use your crazy app and your crazy website to order a pizza.
Mm-hmm. Right. Be able to navigate to a website that you could actually understand. So have you tried going to Domino's website?
I have not. I've thought about it, but I have not done it yet.
That's interesting. And maybe we'll try that on the next break to see using the technology. And Riley, you've got some cool tech. He's got reader programs. It's amazing to listen to him check, you know, messages from Telegram or from other instant messaging or emails or things like that,
right?
Because Riley's trained himself to speed listen, for lack of a better word.
So for those who don't know, let me explain what I'm using. I have an iPhone. It's running. I have an iPhone 7, and it's called, and it uses a program called VoiceOver, which is built into Apple's iPhone. VoiceOver is a great piece of technology because it'll read the text on the screen. And like Chris said, I can listen to that pretty fast, and it's really great because I can go through books quickly, I can, you know, read things really quickly, and get the information because I've trained myself and my brain to do it. Now, other people, when they hear that, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so fast. How do you understand it?
It is. No, it's insanely fast. But you've trained yourself to do that. Exactly. You took it upon yourself to do it because you want to be, I'm sure there are blind people out there that listen at normal speed.
Yeah, or even slower than normal.
Right. But that just happens to be one thing he's trained himself to do, and he's very good at it. But I guess that's...
What was the regime that you used to train yourself to do that? Because that sounds like a useful skill. And is it something that you started in childhood?
It's something I started in childhood. I don't know if I had a specific regime that I tried, but I definitely remember starting it in childhood and learning how to listen to things at warp speed.
Thank you for saying that. I wasn't sure if you'd be offended by the term warp speed, but man, it's blazing. I know that he's, you know, I hear like a, it's almost like a, and that was like, you know, a 4-page email.
Yeah, see, I listen to, like, if I listen to a TED Talk or something, I almost always listen to it at double speed.
Yes.
Just because the pauses irritate me. I mean, people are... I had the same problem in school where it was I wanted to tell the teacher if you just speed up a little bit, I would listen to you, but you're boring the hell out of me.
Right. but that's certainly a useful skill. But back to dominoes, I mean, it seems like they could come up with a more accessible website for people that use readers.
I think so, too. I think Domino's could definitely do something to help the blind community rather than having a lawsuit filed against them. And this is the point I want to get across to the listeners, is that this world is not made for a blind person. It's hard for a blind person to function.
Are there restaurants whose websites you could use to order? Is anybody doing this well?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'd have to look into that.
I'm sure there are. What do you think? Should Domino's be forced by government to make accommodations to serve the blind community? I think they should do it on their own. 855-453. This is 355.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's our number. That's the number you call if you want to get on the air, if you want to talk about what we're talking about. And we're talking about this potential lawsuit. It's certainly the case before the Supreme Court. And I don't think they have indicated they are going to hear it, but Domino's has asked the Supreme Court to hear this case brought by a gentleman in California who happens to be blind, who wants a ruling that says Domino's must reproduce the Domino's app or their website so he can order pizza. And the discussion is really about, number one, should government force businesses to provide all the services regardless of the platform of how you order something. So Domino's, today, they've got a phone line. Nobody pointed out, you can pick up the phone and you can, Riley, you have done this. You have ordered a pizza by phone.
I don't know if I've necessarily ordered pizza. I don't know if I've done that yet.
You've ordered other
things. I've ordered food over the phone calling to somebody because I would rather call somebody and talk to them. So I know my order is getting right, rather than trusting an app to make sure it's going to get submitted and everything else.
Right. And that's important, too.
Yeah.
But this idea that all businesses should have to provide, under the American with Disabilities Act, provide all the features, the bells and whistles, if you will, of for a given app. And coming up with an app is a little different than saying, we need to have a ramp so I can get my wheelchair into this building. It's development, and there's all sorts of disabilities. I'm trying to think of what other disabilities might be out there that would make it difficult for a person to use Domino's website.
Autism might be one of those because there might be too much visual information, and it might be overstimulating, and it might be problematic for them to use an app.
Right. And I guess that expands to, okay, does that mean that every business must be required under the ADA to come up with a version of their website that is not overly stimulating for people with autism and I have to provide you all the services that a sighted person could to a blind person. And that's potentially a lot of development money. I understand what businesses are saying.
And at some point you have to wonder, okay, if you want a screen reader for your TDD machine, or for your TTD machine, which is teletype for the deaf, then it's, you know, there comes a time when it doesn't necessarily make sense to accommodate all disabilities on all channels. To me, it makes a lot more an applet interface makes a lot more sense for a deaf person than for a blind person.
Sure.
Whereas a sound based interface makes more sense to me for a blind person than a deaf person because
obviously,
you know, I mean, to me, as a programmer, it's like most of the programs I've written run on a console, and they couldn't possibly be operated by a blind person.
Right.
We're going to go to the phones, where we've got Katie calling in from Utah. Katie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the show. So I don't think that it necessarily should be reinforced by the government. I think it's good for businesses as far as marketability getting more business and being more modern and diverse in what they have to offer and, you know, just expanding clientele in that regard. Especially with our 20th century, everything is going to that. We have, like, Lyft and Uber that does, like, Uber and Lyft Eats, and you have a lot of restaurants that are starting to adapt just offering food delivery and things like that. So I think as keeping up in a competitive day and age and market, that they'd be smart to go that way. But I don't think it should be so extreme as far as having federal hands in it and having the government involved or having it be a part of, say, like the Disability Act, whereas other functionalities of things like the Disability Act, making sure there's an interpreter, making sure you have ramps for certain disabilities and things like that, that makes sense to me. But those are my thoughts and comments.
Right. Excellent.
That's good, and I appreciate the phone call. So, again, it would be a great – I look at this because I'm just basically a guy who runs a small business, and I look at angles. How can I sell more stuff? But I look at this, and I see this is a tremendous opportunity for Domino's. You know, Rich, and you're a programmer, to design a website that would be friendly to blind people and to have a website that can detect whether a visitor has certain software or not, wouldn't be that tough, and they could do some stuff.
I mean, I don't know. It can be... It's hard for me. If somebody asked me as a programmer, I want you to write a system whereby blind people can use an applet to order a pizza, I'd put one button on the applet, and if you push it, it would get you an operator on the phone who would then take your order just because that's the easiest. It's the most straightforward. The most straightforward way to deliver information by audio is to start out with audio information.
See, Riley, that's why me as a business would never talk to the programmer. Give me your consultant. He'll just say, okay, we'll do that. It's going to cost you a little bit more.
But, see, for me, I would like to order things over the phone, but at the same time, I think it's nice to have an app.
It would be nice, and I think more and more companies. So let me ask you this, Riley. I mean, is the blind community... When they find out about a website that made some accommodation for people that, you know, are can't see, does word get around quick?
It does, especially with Twitter.
I bet. So is Twitter the preferred social media for blind people?
It actually is, because it's more text-based. Facebook's very image-based, but Twitter is very text-based. Yeah, you can post images to Twitter, but at the same time, it's very text-based.
Interesting.
Echo.
We lost her. I could see how that would be, and I'm wondering when Facebook is going to get hit with a ADA complaint and lawsuit for not producing all of their content in a way that blind people, you know, following this model, blind people could experience all that is Facebook.
So what's interesting about Facebook right now is they are doing something really interesting with their photos. They're providing some photo descriptions. Like, for example, if a photo comes up in my newsfeed, I'm going to be told this image contains text or this image contains a person or two people or whatever.
Interesting.
But it doesn't describe the people. There are apps out there that I could download the picture and have the app pull up the picture, but that just takes time. And I don't want to take my time to just go through a picture. I'm just,
yeah, Riley, I can see my newsfeed. You don't want that app. If they offer that to you, you just want to say, no, thank you. I'm good with things. I think I might even download that app just so it'll just make me not have to look at it.
Right.
So this thing, like, looks at pictures and describes what it sees?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just have all sorts of images floating through my head. Strange things that I could feed to this program.
Oh, no, that could be really terrible.
It really could.
Wow.
Parties on both sides of this and several previous lawsuits have pointed out that the law is unclear. The ADA doesn't have any specific provisions dealing with websites or mobile storefronts because it became law in the long-ago era of 1990 before such services existed. So should this be updated? Should some
it
clarity...
It should be repealed when we burn down the government.
That's not a bad idea.
You want to burn down the government, nobody? That's going to be a little violent there, but okay.
Well, you know, sooner or later...
Nobody is of the opinion that at some point, and maybe you already believe this, that government has gone too far, that there is no getting our rights back, and that it will take something big to happen before we ever stand a chance of being free.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of images of police brutality where I really wish somebody would come up and kick that cop in the face.
We are going to come back for hour number three because we do 3 hours every night. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business, or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.